Hello?
Hi, this is Zaniah with XPO Installations. I'm calling to speak with the Mr. Michael Giller.
This is he.
Hi, this is Zaniah. I'm calling on behalf of our tech, Francisco. It seems as though he's at your security gate right now, and your security guard, he's being kind of aggressive because he's having... The tech doesn't speak English well, and so he's kind of yelled at him and cursed.
I gotta call the gate. The lady's calling that the gate's being a little aggressive. The guy doesn't speak English well. Okay, so call the gate up and tell him to give him the combination to the second. We have two gates. So the first gate, they speak to the guard. The second gate, they have a code to put in, and the guard should give them the code. You know, we have a clicker, so we never use the code, you know, so
yes.
I think it's, you know, my wife will call.
2468, I think. Right?
We think it's 2468, but he got to check with the guard. My wife's calling the gate now. I'm sorry for the problem.
Okay, you're fine. It's no problem at all.
I'll tell you the truth. This period of time, 7 o'clock, I still work, and... I got to bed a little late, so it's a bit of an inconvenience, to be honest with you, to have to be up so early like that, you know?
Yes, sir, yeah. I apologize about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody to call. I don't like calling your company. I get on hold a million times, and I just can't get through, you know?
Okay, can you start calling me or something? I'm waiting for a delivery.
My wife's telling the guard it was. Wayne. So what happened? You said you drive the left.
He more than likely did because he stated that the guard was yelling at him.
Can you get a hold of him and tell him to come back?
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. I'll see if he can return.
Yeah, we can't keep doing this. We cleaned up a whole place. It's so inconvenient. You know, we can't spend another day like this. Otherwise, I'll have to cancel. What? No, she's going to get a hold of him. So can you please tell him to come back?
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. I'll even call you.
The guy didn't understand them. That was the problem.
Okay.
Why don't you send people that speak English that understand that? How could people do a service?
He speaks English. It's just he isn't. He still has an accent, so it's hard to understand him when he speaks.
Okay. I understand. He speaks English, but he has an accent, and it's hard to understand sometimes. But the guard should try to be more, you know.
He wanted the guy to hold up his phone, and he wouldn't do it because of COVID.
He wanted the guy to hold up his phone, and he wouldn't do it because of COVID.
Yes, he stated that the guard didn't have a mask on, and he didn't really feel comfortable.
The guard didn't have a mask on either. That's another thing we have to say. And why isn't he wearing a mask? You know, the guard stays in his little house most of the time, you know? But when guests come, they go to the first gate. It's not big enough for the truck to go through.
But give me one moment for you. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I might have to call you back.
You know, we hire a security company, you know, to work. We have two developments here. We're in the older development, you know, the older people. And we use the same security guard, you know, a company. And they have different guards at different shifts, you know what I mean? So we have no real say about who they are, you know? Just
completely
that if they're not doing their job properly, we can make a complaint, you know?
A new guard is going to be there right now. They're just switching shifts.
They're switching shifts. A new guard's going to be there now.
Okay, so, give me one moment. Let me see if my tech can go back for you.
Yeah, please.
Let me see. I'm going to call you right back.
You call me